Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Wibben is here, too, folks. In the previous segment, when I told you he was coming, I mispronounced his name. I said it was Wobben, but it's actually Wibben, but it's spelled W-U-E-B-B-E-N, Wibben, John Wibben, and it's John without the H. He's CEO of Content Launch, which is a global firm that specializes in content development. And he's the author, also the author of Content Rich, and you can start to get the picture here on what he's focused on. Content is Currency is a new book just out this month, another week or so from now. And he's our new friend, John Wibben. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here on the show. Thank you for being a part of our day. I like what you're saying about content because, John, 14 years ago, maybe 13 and a half years ago, I was telling my audience that content was going to be king in the next decade, in the next century. And it's come to pass, hasn't it?
You were right, absolutely. And, you know, it's not going away. Every day things are changing with content. Now with mobile content coming on strong, there are more ways to connect with our prospects and customers out there, and content's leading the way.
I want to talk about mobile in the next segment because that's a really big topic. But what I want you to do for us now, John, is let's think about the Main Street small business owner who's out there. You know, they're a brick and mortar organization. They're trying to become relevant online, little bitty baby steps at a time. Maybe they've gotten pretty far along with that. But one thing that they're really good at is serving customers. One thing that they're not so good at, at least in their mind than in reality, is creating what you and I think of as content, what they think you and I mean when we say content. Can you help those folks?
Absolutely. You know, local businesses, there's a huge opportunity for them, and I wrote this book for these businesses. I wrote the book for them because, you know, there really wasn't a guide out there that really talked about all the types of content you can produce and really take them step by step, show them the basics, show them how to connect with them on their websites, on their blogs, their social media profiles. You know, a lot of small businesses, like you said, they're great at taking care of their customers, but maybe they just have a website and that's it. You know, in 2012, you got to have more than a website. Mm-hmm. You got to have your blog. You got to have your social media channels. You got to be on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn.
But you know, John, when you say all that, you got a lot of small business owners. You know that about 50%, about half of small business owners don't even have a website yet, which is preposterous to me. But even the ones who do have a website, when you say you got to have this, you got to have that, you got to have that, that sounds like, you know, you're making them eat this Thanksgiving meal with one bite. You know, there's a lot of pieces on the menu here. How would you get them started? What would you, if you had to tell them a 1, 2, 3, what would you, all right, let's say they got a website. If they don't have a website, you know, it's kind of hard to help them if that's the case. But they have a website, they're trying hard, they want to learn. Where would you start?
There's three things that they all need to do. And you're right. You need to start somewhere. You need to start with the basics. Number one, you got to have a website, okay? And you have to get that website optimized for search for your local terms. So in your local community, in the cities that you serve, you want to optimize that website for those cities that you serve.
Local search. Do you agree with me that local search is one of the best things that ever happened to small business?
Absolutely. And there's something called Google Local.
Yep.
Google has a local service that you want to definitely sign up for. It's a free service, and they will help you optimize your website and optimize your search.
Folks, this is huge. This is huge, what John's telling you right now. You can't.
Absolutely.
Don't let the sun set on you without doing what he's telling you right now.
That's right. Google Local is huge. It's critical that all local businesses do it. There's no cost. So that's the second thing.
Can I stick something in here, John? Folks, if you don't have time to do it, if you don't know how to do it, if you don't want to do it, call your local college and have them send an intern over to help you.
Yep.
They came out of the womb knowing how to do this stuff. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, good point. And actually, just to clarify, the Google Local is now called Google Places. So all you got to do is search for Google Places, get an account set up there, right, and away you go. The other thing that they want to do is set up a basic Facebook fan page. Facebook is free as well. And on Facebook, you can connect with all types of folks that live in your community, reach out to them, and get new customers that way through the social networks.
What do you say to small business owners who are turned off by social media?
Yeah, I get it. There's a lot of noise coming at us at all times, and it's hard for us to decipher what's important.
We're so used to seeing the personal side of social media, and it's not pretty.
Yeah, right.
And it's hard for us to see how our business ROI, how that's relevant to business ROI.
Yeah. Here's the bottom line, Jim. This is where people are, okay? If people are there, and there's 700 million people on Facebook or thereabouts, if people are there, you got to be there because that's where people are saying they want to connect with you. And if that's where the people are, guess what? You got to be there. And it's not as hard as a lot of these small businesses make it out to be. It really is pretty basic. You know, you have people in your area that want to connect with you, they want to find out what you do, and they want to find out more about you. And through the social networks, they can get that connection. And setting up a Facebook fan page is actually very easy.
You don't have to live on Facebook. You don't have to tell them what you had for lunch. You don't have to do all the silly stuff people do online. You know, a fan page is not like that, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, you could manage it in less than an hour a day. You know, it's really just responding to those inquiries from your local community where people are interested in your services. And here's the other thing. You can offer them, you know, specials, and coupons, and discounts, and you can really connect with them through, you know, free discount offers and those types of things that people really respond to in the social networks.
Don't you think they should think of social media the same way that we're now thinking that we want them to think about the website, and that's local? Shouldn't social media for a Main Street small business, shouldn't their focus on social media be just the people in their community, basically who know them and who like them, who want to connect with them?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can even advertise to your local market through Facebook, and it's very affordable. I mean, talk about yellow page advertising and white page advertising. It's super expensive. Yeah. And that's a very traditional model. With social media, you can turn that on its face and spend a tenth of the money, but connect with, you know, hundreds more people
There's your motivation, folks. I mean, think about this. This is not only, you know, if you do it right, it can get you business. And it can also, you know, you can do it very efficiently, very effectively. Quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get John Wibben to talk to us about mobile, content on mobile. And you know how I feel about mobile. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. By the way, the book is called Content is Currency.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.